Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
She keeps lighting up the way, even on the darkest day. Dawn is breaking, all awaken from the night. From the shore into the waves, washing all the bitterness away, lifting darkness with your stillness and your grace. It's you I like, and you mean everything to me. It's you I like, 'cause you are light, and I see everything I need. It's alright, yeah. Shine bright, light up the skies above. Shine bright, do it with the ones you love. Shine bright, and never, ever, ever let it die. Shine bright, light up the stars above. Shine bright, and do it in the name of love. Shine bright, and I promise to never let it die. And if they ever make me choose, you know exactly what I'm gonna do. Question, second guessing, it's you I choose. Yeah, yeah, 'cause you are light, and I see everything I need. Yes, you are light. Yeah, yeah, shine bright.
Into the most powerful platform for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farhan Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, true and living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely, the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their days of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our show today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth anywhere, bar none, on the face of God's green earth. This is your platform for black education, black liberation, and black edification. This is the Starting Question Report, and our show today is titled Farewell to the American Empire. This is the beginning of the end. Now, before we go into the show, you might hear a little echoing, and you might hear the sound going up and down or whatever. I can't do anything about that, brothers and sisters, right before the show started, as always. The power went down. It's back up. But the lines are down, so I'm doing this show from two laptops and a tablet and a cell phone. So bear with me. If I can do this through this, then you also can listen. You can bear with me. You can give the time to listen to this because this is part three and the final part of this series called Farewell to the American Empire. So let's go into this show today, brothers and sisters. How are you feeling today? I hope you're feeling wonderful. You should be feeling wonderful because you are the apple of God's eye. On our last show, we left out talking about just how wicked this man is and just how desperate he has become and how he's trying to rage around the world and wage war and steal every asset, everything that he can. Now, as we go into this, I want to read something because it dawned on me as I was trying to get through the lines and stuff, and I realized that I would have to do this show through my cell phone and through a headpiece, an earpiece or whatever. I wanted to go into a message to the black man for a minute, and it's a specific chapter in there titled The Bloodshed. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad uses these words to describe the white world or the Caucasian in general, but the American white man specifically, because this nation is shedding blood and continues to shed blood at an unbelievable and unimaginable rate, and all for total domination. He don't care how many people he bombs. He don't care how many nations he made war with, how the death toll, the destruction, or whatever. He doesn't care so long as his rule is submitted and everybody bows to him. This is Lucifer. This is Satan, right? His evil is not confined to himself, but affects others. So Elijah Muhammad, in this chapter called The Bloodshed, and after I read it, and I bring in another book from this scientist, this white scientist, who is an anthropologist, and I'm going to read something out of her book, we're going to go to some clips, and we're going to tie these things in, and we're going to show you just how desperate America is. We're going to show you the time and what to expect. We're going to delve into the madness that is plaguing America and the poverty that has spread across America. We're going to try to take you into the depths of the halls of power and just how insane they have become as their economy starts to sputter and decline. So all of you stand at attention and give a farewell salute to the American Empire. Now, this title, this chapter is titled The Blood Shedder, okay? And in this chapter, Mr. Elijah Muhammad and brothers and sisters, again, I'll be stopping here and there for water because I'm almost dehydrated. I've been at martial arts for about 2 or 3 hours, so and I had to spar a lot, so I'm tired. But in this chapter, he says, according to the word of God, of Allah, and the history of the world since the grafting of the Caucasian race 6,000 years ago, they have caused more bloodshed than any people known to the black nation. Born murderers, they weren't converted into it. I want you to understand this, and I'm going to prove what Elijah Muhammad says here throughout the clips that I play and through the quotations from an anthropologist, a person who studies the life and science of humans and human nature, okay? So what I'm doing is laying a base for you by letting you see that Elijah Muhammad had foretold you of these things and had forewarned you of what to expect from these people. And this is why he said, if they gain your trust, you are a goner. So he says, born murderers, their very nature is to murder. I'm going to pause there for a minute because it brought to mind somebody that says that there was a marriage between, that quote by that science fiction writer, L. Ron Hubbard, okay? There was a marriage between that and the Nation of Islam. And this cannot be. For you cannot have fellowship with righteousness and have fellowship with the devil. There's no way about this when we're talking about truth. We have to give this truth outright. It's not that they had a mindset and they all of a sudden can have that change. No, this is what Nicodemus was talking about, that they had to be born again, not just mentally, but they had to be reconverted through a grafting process because they came about through a grafting process. Do you understand me? This is what's left out of the talk, black man and black woman. And I have to say this because I'm talking to so many different audiences. And I have to lay the base for everything, but as we go, Muhammad says, as we go along, we must clean up so that there's no need for another one to talk after that. So let's go a little further. He says, their very nature is to murder. Now, nature is the essence of a being, right? It is that which is genetically deposited within your being as you are being brought into existence, right? And the only way to alter the nature of something is to go into the very DNA of something, right? According to this white man science that he took from Elijah Muhammad and went into his lab, he goes in and alters, splices in and splices out of things, right? So the only way to alter this is to go into the very DNA of the man. Just talking to him ain't going to do it. Just pleading with him ain't going to do it. You got to go into the very nature, and we don't waste time with that. Because he's had long enough, 6,000 years, and he hasn't converted over the righteousness yet. And we can see the proof of it through his history. You may not like this, but you can't argue with this. Because we can point to his history. How did he come by America? How did he come by getting America? And how did he come by dominate the world? Through the exploitation of the Aboriginal people. How did he come about being a power in Europe? Through the wearing and exploitation of people. How did he come by Australia, New Zealand, and all the rest? By the shedding of blood and the exploitation of people, the original people, right? So his whole history is mired and written in blood. This is something that you've got to get to the core of, brothers and sisters, to understand why the wars are taking place. Why is there no let up in America and NATO's escapades around the globe trying to dictate to others what they should and should not do and what's best for them and the security of their people and their nation? Muhammad is giving it to you right here, but you just didn't understand it because you couldn't process it. The geopolitical, the spiritual, and the economic ramifications of what he was telling you, but you're getting it today. So he says, born murderers, their very nature is to murder. The Bible and Holy Quran Sharif are full of teachings of this bloody race of devils. They shed the lifeblood of all life, even their own, and are scientists. Listen to this, do that. And are scientists at deceiving the black people. This is why Muhammad tells us about trick knowledge. This is why he talks about trick knowledge. Because there is a science, ology, O-L-O-G-Y. It's the science of, right? So you have sociology, the science of social activity, social intermingling, right? Biology, the science of the body, the science of your nature, right? All of these things. So now you have a trichnology, a science of deceit. The Bible says that he is the arch deceiver. There's a science behind what this man is putting out there on you. This is why he's so able to not only deceive you, but to deceive 9/10 of the total population of the planet Earth. But now they're quickly awakening because this is the day that the Bible talked about that you would see the man of sin as he is. If you don't believe that this white man is the man of sin, show me some conflict, some area of the globe that he's not involved in. Well, Africa, look over there in the Congo. They fight each other. Where did the Congo get the weapons from? Huh? They got it from Europe. They got it from America. And who are pulling the political strings behind them? America and Europe. No matter where you look to, no matter where you go geographically, politically or economically, you can see the hand of this bloodshed behind it. Right? You can't deny this. You can't argue with this. This is absolute fact. Now, why is he like this? Well, we're going to see what some anthropologist says about this. Okay? This is a white woman by the name of Dorothy Fardan. In her book, Message to the White Man and Woman in America, Yaqub and the Origins of White Supremacy, Message to the White Man and Woman in America. As a matter of fact, I'm reading a copy that was given directly to me from her, and it's autographed and everything. And so in this chapter, and you bear with me, black man and black woman, because we lay the base. And those of you who are listening around the world, and I know we have a huge audience in Europe. I want you to listen before you start arguing. Pay close attention and weigh this with the weight of truth, okay? What we're talking about on the show, I'm talking about in general and specifically. So in this chapter on page 59, there's a chapter called Unchecked Appetite and the Empire of Materialism. I'm going to say that again. Unchecked Appetite and the Empire of Materialism. Now, as we read this, let us not forget what I just read to you, okay, about the blood shuttle. According to the word of Allah and the history of the world, since the grafting of the Caucasian race 6,000 years ago, they have caused more bloodshed than any people known to the black nation. Born murderers, their very nature is to murder. The Bible and the Holy Quran Sharif are full of the teachings of this bloody race of devil. They shed the lifeblood of all life, even their own, and are scientists at deceiving the black people. Now, in this chapter, Unchecked Appetite and the Empire of Materialism, she writes, the main characteristics that stands out about the white man is his insatiable appetite for material accumulation and the haste with which he seeks it. Stop right there. Did you hear me? Did you hear me good? The main characteristic that stands out about the white man is his insatiable appetite for material accumulation and the haste at which he seeks it. I'm worth $30 billion. They want to put a net figure on your worth, your value to life, to man, to your nation, to your people. They want to put a dollar value behind everything. I'm worth $120 billion, the Amazon owner, all right? I'm worth $3 or $4 billion. You're lower class, you're poor class, because you can only come to grips with about a couple hundred dollars a day or a week, which makes your total income is $19, $20,000. So he looks down on you because he has an insatiable appetite for wealth, right? You understand? Brothers and sisters, are you following me on this, right? Now, according to the dictionary, insatiable means of an appetite or desire which is impossible to satisfy. So let's say this again, understanding the definitions of the word that she put in her book. And then you'll get a clear understanding of why she's in the Middle East, stealing the oil and the gas, why she's sanctioning nations. Right? While she's over in Eurasia trying to prevent the pipeline from going through where she gets cut out as the middleman with her dollar politics. The main characteristic that stands out about the white man is his, now we, for the word insatiable, we'll use the definition. The main characteristic that stand out about the white man is his appetite or desire that is impossible to satisfy for material accumulation and the haste at which he seeks it. Huh? You understand? Now you're getting it. Now you're seeing it. Let's go a little further. Sheikh Anta Diop refers to this trait in his pre-colonial Africa in discussing the original concept of caste based on division of labor. He contrasts the attitude of the European or Aryan. Given a divine character, now she's using this quote, given a divine character to property is an Aryan custom. I'm going to read more, but you know what he's talking about? I own this. I have that. You only get this. I'm going to pay you X amount, but I'm going to give the denomination of what this is worth, and then I'll give you what I think you deserve or what you are worth in my eyesight. That's what they're saying to you. So this is why you see all of the wars. This is why you see within America's own borders, the homeless situation exploded. While the wealth divide, the gap has exploded to unimaginable proportion. You understand? He says, giving a divine character to property is an Aryan custom. In Rome, Greece, and India, it led to the isolation from society of an entire category of individuals who had no family, had neither hearth nor home, and no right of ownership. It was through its concern with the ownership of material goods that the Aryan spirit or genius impressed its mold upon the caste system. Stop right there. So, what do they tell you? You have a lower class, middle class, upper class, and an exorbitantly rich class of citizenships, right? This is a caste system. And this is why you have no access to loans. This is why they have a credit system. So now they're the biggest thieves on the planet. And they mispay their bills, and they can skirt through all of the tax codes and the guidelines, and the credit companies give them all kind of credits, but they keep yours low. They keep you in a position like this because of the value that they put on you. Because they want to control this, and they want to control your life, and they want to control the system and the outcome of everything. You understand? I'm laying the base, black man and black woman, so y'all be patient with you, brother, okay? Don't be mad. Smile. She says, and remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, that the black man by nature, listen to this good, the black man by nature is of God. He is of righteousness. He's of peace by nature. So when you see a black man at odds with his brother, then the devil is working in between them two, right? Because by nature, the universe is at peace. And you are part of that which you created and came from. Oh, we're getting into another science. So, if this is the case that God set the heaven and the earth in peace, and he brought about so many things, and by nature, God is a peaceful God, and you are a descendant of the God, and you are the family of the God, then by nature you are peace. Now listen to this. I'm saying this for a reason. Because Muhammad told us that this white man is the antithesis of us. He's the antithesis of peace and righteousness, because Islam brings you peace when you submit to the will of God. Right? And that is our nature. This is what Miss Now, I'm just showing you some what these white scientists are saying to prove to you that they understand Elijah Muhammad is telling you 100% truth, okay? See, I come to you with facts. I don't just talk to y'all. I tell you facts and I show it and I can prove it to you, point to it, and play it for it. She writes, the white man works the opposite of nature. Hold up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I thought that was racist. Elijah Muhammad is a race baiter. Muhammad said that the white man is the antithesis of righteousness and peace. The white scientist and anthropologist says the white man works the opposite of nature. If you don't believe me, why is he polluting the sky? Why is he polluting the water? Why is he polluting your food for a profit? He would sell his mother for a profit. Because that is the opposite of you. Do you know, in the crayon box, as simple as this, the black is the beginning. And I'm giving you an analogy, as I always say on the Kingdom of Analysis. In this 64 crayon box or bigger, you can, I don't care how much you do it, you can take two colors together and you can put them, and you can never get black. To get black, you have to put them all together, right? But if you have black, you can take any of the colors out of the black. If you don't believe me, get you some oil, a can of oil, right? Look at a wet spot or a little in the street. Look at a wet spot in the street and put your little water down. Or if it's not wet down there, pour a little water down there and then pour a little oil on there. And out of that blackness comes the whole color of the rainbow and then some, right? Because everything comes out of blackness. I'm telling you this. I know some of you who are listening are saying, well, I thought he was going to talk about the geopolitics and the economics. We're bringing all this in. But we have to take our time and lay the foundation. So, remember that you are the first, and out of you came everything. So by nature, if nature was established by the first God and you are that first God, then you are at peace and at harmony with nature, right? But that which came out of you, which is grafted, because remember, the opposite of black is what? And it is by no coincidence that white is the opposite of black. And you can look throughout the universe, and you won't see black, right? You might see other colors, but where do they come from? Out of the darkness, out of the black, right? So if by nature this black man is peaceful, and by nature he is part of nature because he created that from himself, he brought it out of himself, then that which is opposite of him has to be an enemy of nature. This is why they pollute the water, the air, the food, everything for a profit. Because they don't care. They put a denomination on something and they want material wealth, as she's telling you. Listen to what she said. The white man works the opposite of nature rather than holding sacred that which is naturally endowed. He assigns power and reverence to his property, which becomes commercially and financially significant. Whether our humanly and spiritually uplifting. It is noteworthy in recent newspaper reports of the United States sending troops to the Virgin Islands and the Guard to Carolina in the aftermath of Hurricane Hugo. The House spokesman or the president himself consistently referred to the reason for doing so as protection of property and lives. Always putting the word property before lives. This is in this book here. Okay, so now you got a basic understanding of why this beast is mad, because he has dominated the globe for 6,000 years. Well, for really, for in this manner, for 4,000 years, he dominated, right? And any and everybody had to bow to what he wanted, his will, his dictates, or you die, or we'll torture you, or we'll kill your family, or something like that. That's what they did. Right? And now that the nations are rising and becoming more independent and are shining America, shining Britain, shining France, shining Germany, shining the European Union, you have an escalation of trade wars, of political wars, of branding nations as tyrants and regimes and dictators. This is what they do to put a negative connotation on you if you are in opposition to what they desire. And so it brings us closer and closer to walk. You understand? Now you understand why I laid the base with that. Because we're looking and we're living in the farewell to the American empire. This is the beginning of the end. Make no mistake about it, black man and black woman. This is the beginning of the end for them as a viable power. This is the beginning of the end of the global architecture and the structure that they laid on the base of the shedding of the blood of the aboriginal people. The Bible says that the blood of the righteous man calleth out to God, right? Hell, if God don't deliver us, there ain't no righteousness, there ain't no sense of worshiping, right? We're in a time now where the empire and her associates, her junior partners, her junior partners in crime are becoming more and more desperate as the hour goes by. And remember when the clip that we left off with China and Russia, with China threatening America preeminence. I'm going to refresh your memory with that. That's what I'm trying to do on each show, to refresh your memory with some of the last clips that we had. And we'll go into more clips to prove to you that we're at the end of the road for the American empire. We're at the end of the road for the Western or the white world, the Anglo world. They know it, and they are prepared to put up a fight to stop this at any and all costs. As a matter of fact, where's my tablet here that I have on me? Brother, sister, you please bear with your brother, okay? I'm trying to give you the truth of the matter. Let's go back to this real quick. I hope it hasn't changed since I've been talking to you all. Okay. Now, America just said that she was going to up the ante and she was going to put on a full-court global press militarily against China. She just said this. And on top of that, she's been provocative in the Middle East. She is doubling and tripling down on Africa. In Africa. She's trying to overthrow Hugo Chavez's successor, Maduro, in Venezuela. She's overthrown Cristina Kirchner of Argentina. And the Brazilian president, I forget his name, Lula da Lula, the most popular person in Brazilian history, da Lula. They put him in jail. And now they're going after all of the nations that stand against their hegemony because they know the time is against them. The book says that Satan would come down having great wrath, for he knows he has but a short time. And that is why you see them in every nation's affair, on every inch of the globe, no matter how much the distance is. And yet they are the benign power, and everybody else is provocative and aggressive. They are sick as hell. This is the mind of a lunatic. So I want you to listen to this again. Let's refresh your memory. And after that, we'll follow up with something else. And if you have anything to say, please raise your hand. Don't be frightened to say it. And if you raise your hand in the middle of me talking, you're going to have to wait until I get the point down. Then I'll bring you in, and you can make your statement, you can make your comment or whatever. But if you have something smart to say, I will embarrass you. I don't mind doing that on air, okay? So all praise is due to Allah. Let's go to this clip here to refresh your memory on what's going on. All praise is due to Allah.
Not to politicize the media or put up barriers to reporting. Now, this comes after reports that the Justice Department could be planning to make some Chinese state media agencies register as foreign agents. RT's been there before. Beijing also denied claims that it was interfering in the upcoming U.S. midterm elections.
Anyone who is familiar with China's diplomatic policy should know that China pursues the principle and position of not interfering in other countries' domestic affairs. We don't want others to interfere in our domestic politics, and we will not interfere in the domestic politics of others.
So Washington reportedly wants to enforce the Foreign Agents Registration Act, known as FARA, on two state-owned Chinese media groups, the Xinhua News Agency and also China Global Television Network. It's thought that the network's strong ties to the Chinese government and fears over possible meddling in the upcoming November midterm elections were behind Washington's potential decision here. We asked the U.S. Justice Department for reaction. They have refused to comment. They said they're not going to say anything about it to us, point blank. Now, FARA was created in 1938 to counter covert influence by Nazi Germany back then within the US. Those required to register as foreign agents have to submit disclosure forms about their activities on US soil. They can also be stripped of their congressional press credentials, which limits access to certain US officials and how they could be reported on. Well, FARA's grabbed headlines over the past year, as I was saying, with two Russian news agencies, including this channel, RT, over in America, being forced to register under the act. China specialist Joseph Leung spoke to me. He believes his latest move will be supported across the board in Washington.
Well, the fears about interference, of course, is taking on a different dimension now with the November midterm elections coming up, and of course, accusation that the Trump administration is colluding with foreign powers in the last election, which led to his fielding him into the White House. So I think that this is also a bipartisan concern. And you're seeing that the screws are tightening on foreign access to various other officials, not only in the media field, but as I said, in preparation for the coming election. So it's to show that the Trump administration is as worried as their opponents across the aisle.
Of course, background to all this, China and the U.S. are in the midst of a tit-for-tat trade war at the moment, which shows no sign of slowing down. The U.S. has recently announced duties of $200 billion worth of Chinese products, while China has retaliated against $60 billion in American goods. We got Joseph Leung's thoughts on that, too. He says America's fears over the rise of China on the international stage are what's driving this confrontation right now.
And, of course, China sees the current trade war with the United States as not just a trade war, but a 360-degree pushback by the United States against China's rise, as it were, threatening America's preeminence in many different fields, including, for example, in the field of media in the United States. They see that China is really threatening American interests across the board in terms of preeminence, in terms of the economic and geopolitical influence.
You hear that? The main reason why America is doing this is because she's trying to hem China. And remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, that America would try to hem in that yellow man of China. Remember that, theology of time? And how the yellow man knew this, and the yellow man had made preparations for this? Muhammad told us that in this time, America would be, she would suffer plague after plague, disappointment after disappointment. And when you do that to somebody that has ruled the world, they believe that it is their divine right to do so. They become desperate, especially when you used to beat up on a child that was skinny and shy. But then the child, you look around 10, 20 years later, the child is buff and as big as you, and no longer turns the other cheek. This causes desperation in the bullet. Right? And this is why it says right here. And this is from Press TV. Okay? I'm going to read this to you. The headline is this. U.S. Navy planning global show of force against China. Now, why would you do that against a company, a country that manufactures 90-some% of all goods that's on the shelves of stores in America? Why would you do that with a country that controls and owns all of your ports, or most of your major ports in America? Why would you do it with your largest trading partner, right? Why would you do that with a nation that has a military to rival yours? Why would you do that when they are your largest creditors or your bank? You become desperate and you're fighting that you are no longer able to compete. And you want to send a message to those who may buck up against what used to be the global juggernaut, right? but it doesn't mean good for you. Think about the thinking. I just want you to think about America's thinking and the thinking of the media that reports this. A few days ago, there was a confrontation in the South China Sea between a U.S. warship, I believe it was the USS Decatur, and the Chinese destroyer, Lanzhou, I believe. I think it was Lanzhou or Lazhou or something like that. In that, America was selling her ships close to Chinese territorial waters, right? And China had warned them, don't do that. They've been warning them, and America got within 40 meters, I think it was within 40 meters, of the territorial waters of China. Then the Chinese destroyer came within, I think, 45 feet or yards of hitting the U.S. Destroyer, and then the media gets in there and says, China was very provocative. They went in the Gulf of Mexico. They went off the coast of South Carolina or North Carolina or Florida. They went off the coast of California. What took place was in the South China Sea. So how in the hell can China be provocative for trying to defend their sovereignty? Huh? Only in the mind of a lunatic can you justify madness. All right? But this article here, by Press TV, and I haven't read this article, but I'm going to read it to you live because I just saw it. It says, the United States Navy is reported to be planning a global show of force to show China that the U.S. is ready to engage militarily. Now, remember from everybody's perspective in the media in the West that America is winning the trade war. But if you were winning the trade war, then why the hell do you keep provoking them militarily then? Huh? Because you don't use your military that you're losing economically. Right? It's ready to engage militarily. You know what that is? That is bluster. That is imperial bluster. That's the thumping and the beating of chest. I'm still the big bullet. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad forewarned us of these things, and he told us that China man was preparing for his destiny. And that was to break out beyond the barriers that America and them had them confined in and to chase this man out of Asia. Now, you can go with the narrative that America has given you, and we've seen that every one of her narratives have eventually proven false. Or you can go with the narrative that Elijah Muhammad gives you from Divine, and we have did a historical overview, and we have seen and come to understand that every narrative that he gives us comes to be. Only a fool would choose the first, right? But we are dealing with foolish thinkers because the people and the government have been smitten with derision and they are mad. They don't see truth even if it sits in their lap. So sorry, it says, the classified plan, well, if it's classified, what the hell are you talking about it for these? Huh? See, this bluster. The classified plan being drawn up. So it's not drawn up, but it's a plan. It's not drawn up yet, and it's classified, and it's a plan, but it's not there yet now. You see this? You can look at these people's writings, and you can dissect the lies. The classified plan being drawn up by the U.S. Navy's Pacific Fleet recommends the U.S. Navy to carry out a series of operations across the world during a week in November. You know why November? Because economically, something is going on. And America is in trouble economically. They didn't just pull November out the hat. Right? Brothers and sisters, I hope you're listening to me, and I hope I'm still getting through to you. I'm trying to show you the madness in these people. Now, they're saying, aimed at warning the adversaries about America's abilities to take on adversaries on several fronts. Why would you say that? Because now you're trying to trump China, Iran, Venezuela, and Russia. The nations that are speaking the loudest against your imperial dictates, right? Adversaries, what do you say? Aimed at warning the adversaries about America's ability to take on adversaries on several fronts. The highly focused and concentrated drills will involve warships, combat aircraft, and troops. The plans specifically suggests, listen to this provocation right here. The plan specifically suggests sending ships and aircraft near China's territorial waters in the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait. Now, but China is provocative. Do you see why God has to remove America? And this didn't come in no vacuum, right? This didn't come out of the blue. Do you know why they're doing it now? Because they're losing a trade war. China is steadily growing and getting allies that used to bow to America. And at the same time, China announced, here, right here, and I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read the headlines, okay? Because I want you to understand all of these things are going on. And they're not done some purpose. America has announced these things. Now, if they were drawing up the plan, then how do they already know what the hell they're going to do? I'm talking to you because we need to talk to each other real. If this stuff is being drawn up, then why would you tell me all this other stuff? Because you said in the plans, but at the same time, you say the plans weren't drawn up. Something ain't right here. But it's happening in the month of November. Why? Because China, listen to this headline. Because China reportedly mulls or is thinking over a $7 bond sale. You know what I mean? That means China is thinking about showing America who the boss by dumping some more U.S. debt that it has, right? Remember I told you China is America's largest investor. China's America's largest lender, creditor, banker, right? The headline says China reportedly mulls second dollar bond sale in 2018 as trade tensions. Now you understand why America is being provocative and talking about going into the South China Sea near China, listen, near Chinese territorial war. That's what they said, right? Now, did Elijah Muhammad say something about that? Let us see in Mississippi, Fall of America. Page 145. And on 145, the one, two, three, the third paragraph down, for those of you who are listening, if you want to make notes, that's one, two, that third paragraph down, and that fourth paragraph down is where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells you about England and America being a prototypical Babylon, the daughters of Babylon, right there, okay? So for those of you who have been taking notes over this lecture series, you can see it right there, okay? But anyway, on page 145, talking about these provocative and aggressive acts in the Persian Gulf, in the Mediterranean, over they're sending bombs and warplanes over the Mediterranean into Syria and into Iraq, right? In the Gulf of Aden, the Gulf of Oman, the Persian Gulf, in the Strait of Hormuz. They got warships there, right? They're sending ships into the Black Sea, into the Northern Straits. They're being provocative by telling Ukraine to build a base right on Russia's territorial waters. They're also now being more provocative with China. What did Elijah Muhammad say? Well, let's see. Did he speak about America doing these things, right? Yes, he did. America wants everyone to believe she is right in her wicked dealings with the people of the earth. Stop right there. China is being provocative, right? Came within 45 yards of hitting our missile destroyer, our missile ship, right? What was your missile ship? We were about 40 meters from China territorial waters. How the hell is China provocative? Huh? But you don't think about it. You're not asking these questions. This is why this man of sin must be exposed, not just to the American so-called Negro, but to the entire globe, that they may reject this man of sin, okay? So Muhammad says, America wants everyone to believe she is right in her wicked dealings with the people of the earth, with her might of arms commanding the high seas. Listen to this. With her might of arms commanding the high seas and the land around the globe, she wishes everyone to think she is right in building up arms and force in foreign countries and on their shores a bristling, deadly navy with guns trained on foreign people's towns and cities as a dare without any cause. This only shows her pride and daring aggressive acts against people who would like to be at peace. Isn't that something? Elijah Muhammad just told you what to expect with America's action. You're seeing it now. You just heard me read the article when they were talking about what they're planning on doing. And they even admit that it was provocative. Don't you see? This is why God is taking the nations and turning them against America. Because she's wicked as hell. And as long as America is allowed to go without any consequences, any major consequences, there will be war. So we see Russia building up her weaponry, deploying her weaponry. We see Israel. We see all of the nations in the Middle East, North Africa. We see China. We see the Central Asian states and Europe preparing for this showdown that is taking place. Muhammad warns and says, in the fall of ancient Babylon, Jeremiah 50:46, this is how I'll say he has arrived. Pages 212, 213, if you're following along. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. Here, the Bible teaches us, and we see today, at the fall of the old world. Hold up, how do we know that we're at the fall of the old world? What is Peter Schiff, Jerry Salente, Jim Rogers, Mr. Boom, Doom, and Gloom himself, and what's his name? There's so many of them, are saying about the financial market. That we need, we're going into a global reset. There's so many black swans out there. We got to start anew. The system is corrupt to the core, right? It's inevitable. It's a mathematical certainty that the system will overload and collapse, right? Aren't they saying these things? So this is how we know that we're at that moment that Elijah Muhammad is talking about when he says, here in the Bible teaches us, and we see today, at the fall of the old world, there is a great noise of war and the fighting of war, the destruction of nations, towns, and cities, and the killing of their citizens. Stop right there. Can we say that? We can show you that the markets are corrupt. We can show you that they're in for something that is going to be, as Gregory Mamorino say, biblical, because the debt situation is untenable. And he says nothing is real, right? And everything must correct back to fair value, meaning everything is unfair and everything is in error. So if it's going to correct back, that means it's an error. And if it's going to correct back to fair value, then that means the value that they're giving out to people is not fair. It's corruption, right? Is that not right? I'm just breaking it down for you. And now, Muhammad goes and he says, at the fall of the old world, there is a great noise of war. What's going on in Syria? Talk to me. What about in Europe, where America is deploying more troops? What about what I just read to you about America in the South China Sea? What about her talking about she'll invade Venezuela? What about AFRICOM tripling the amount of troops that they've had in there in just a few months? They've tripled the amount that they've had in there for the last few years with weaponry and everything. Elijah Muhammad says, kid, the Bible teaches us, and we see today at the fall of the old world, there is a great noise of war. The fighting of war, what's going on in Libya, what's going on in Syria, what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in Afghanistan, right? And then he says, this destruction of nations, towns and cities, and the killing of their citizens. What happened in Libya? The whole prosperous nation was destroyed and fragmented, right? And there's still war going on, and America has special forces, Britain has special forces, the French have special forces, NATO has special forces up there, and they're trying to put down the uprising of Jamaria, but they're not showing you on the news. That's why there's so much fighting going on. Look at the destruction of whole towns like and whole provinces of Syria like Idlib and Aleppo. And then look back at America's own borders and see how it's a war zone everywhere from Chicago to Baltimore. Talk to me. Muhammad says, there is disagreement and confusion of the heads of nations. Have they come to an agreement and respected it? I'm just asking. Have any of the nations come to a vowel agreement and respected it? Because every time Western Syria made an advance, America offered something because she saw she was losing. They would pause in the fighting, then America would double cross. Isn't that right? That's why we're at where we're at right now, right? Don't be mad at your brother. I just want to point out facts to you and show you why this is the farewell tour. for the American empire. She's collapsing. She's in decline, not just America, but the entirety of the white world. And this is why there's so much desperation. Okay? She says, if I can't rule, I'm going to kill everybody. So she has this scorched earth policy that if I can't rule, I'm going to leave the earth in such a bad condition that it won't be fit for a new ruler. Right? So Muhammad goes further and says, it is a very dreadful time that the populations of the earth are now living in. Why is it dreadful, Muhammad? He says, this is the time of the destruction of a world. It is not to be compared with the destruction of an organization or a few towns as it was in the days of Noah. The destruction today is the destruction of a whole world. What does that mean? That means the idea, the way of thinking, the culture, the mindset, the speech, the lingo, right? The mannerism, the economics, the political side. All of that is going out the window. And this is why the world is moving closer and closer to conflagration. So he says, this is the time of the destruction of a world. It is not to be compared with the destruction of an organization or a few towns as it was in the days of Noah. The destruction today is the destruction of a whole world, not a half world, not a part of the world, not 99% of the world. The destruction today is the destruction of a whole world, all right? All that encompasses what this world of the white man means is going out the window. Muhammad goes further and says, the prophets could not have given us a better picture of what we may expect today than the picture of what took place in the fall of ancient Babylon. The earth, land, and sea are set in battle array. Every type of deadly weapon is fashioned and is now being used against man and man. Is that not what's going on? Huh? I'm just asking. Please don't be mad at your brother. I'm just asking. Let me go to the phone line before I go to a clip, because I promise you some more clips. And every time we talk as family and every time we fellowship as brethren, the time zooms by so fast. So I'm going to go to the phone line. And I'm opening up the phone line before I go to the next clip, okay? So I'm going to go first to the 424. And that's my good brother, Gerald. I'll say unto you, my brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam, brother. You as sharp as again two nights this morning, black man. Brother, you all part.
All praise is due to Allah.
Brother. I'm telling you, brother. You
yes, sir.
Point with this China thing, brother. It's just so ironic, brother. You go back to 2016. When President Donald Trump was elected as president, now Russia was the number one basher. They interfered with Americans' elections. Vladimir Putin was the worst, you know, president, and you know they was demonizing Russia all through the media. Now segue to today. Now you see it, China being vilified, and now they're interrupting in America's elections. Now let's go to Fall of America, page 231, with Honorable Elijah Muhammad said there's still the Cold War in Berlin between America and mm-hmm. Russia and in other parts of Europe. To be reckoned with, Europe will become a dreaded spot when America leaves Asia. It is true, as the prophets have predicted, that America must come out of Asia or be thrown out. What is Donald Elijah Muhammad saying here? He's saying war in Europe between Russia and America, that America will go to war with China first. Now, let's go to mm-hmm. this article. It's called RT. It's called Russia is Russia Today, RT. It says America's next top villain is China, lined up to replace Russia as the U.S. default enemy. As you say, brother, on this show, you know, we stand to prove all things that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad proved. You cannot say that he is not the messenger of Allah, because he's telling you exactly what's going on, not only in the writings in the books, but the white man is bearing witness. Again, it says America's top villain is China, lined up to replace Russia as a U.S. default enemy. Recent provocations in the South China Sea following rising tensions between the U.S. and China, but with rivalry expanding into the economic and political spheres, it seems Beijing is now encroaching on Russia's top villain status. On Monday, the USS Decatur nearly collided with the Chinese destroyer sent to escort the U.S. vessel operating in the South. But naval maneuvers in the disputed water are just one element of the high stakes rivalry between Washington and Beijing. On the economic front, the Trump administration has slapped tariffs on $260 billion worth of Chinese goods and is now threatening to target practically all of China's exports to the U.S. Cases in the South China Sea. Last week, Trump leveled fresh accusations of political meddling against Beijing. Speaking before the U.N. Security Council, the U.S. leader claimed that China was attempting to interfere in our upcoming 2018 elections, adding that his administration was being targeted because he was the first president ever to challenge China on trade. And Trump isn't the only one in his administration pointing the finger. President's Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said in a speech in September that China was targeting state and local governments and officials. It is trying to exploit any divisions between federal and local levels on policy and uses investments and other incentives to expand its influence, Coats claimed. With economic, political, and military tensions between the two nations at an all-time high, and even accusations of meddling between hurled at Beijing and not the time-honored villain Russia, has China emerged as America's new terrifying arch enemy, the new number one threat. Washington's preoccupation with Beijing took a more aggressive form in January when the Pentagon unveiled a new national defense strategy which labeled China and Russia as the two largest threats to U.S. interests. The new designation signaled a profound shift in U.S. defense policy, which for more than a decade had focused on countering terrorism. But if Washington had to choose one arch nemesis, it appears that it would be China. The CIA director, Mike, in July 2017, that Beijing poses the largest threat to U.S. power, noting that the Chinese see themselves as on a mission to reduce the relative power of the United States vis-a-vis their own country. Brian Becker, the national coordinator of the Anti-War Coalition Act Now to Stop War and End Racism, answer, told RT that the policy of refocusing U.S. power to contain Chinese economic ambitions has broad bipartisan support and can actually be traced back to the Obama administration and its Asia pivot. The policy meant not to be bogged down so much in the Middle East with wars that don't really amount to much and that they're not winning, and focus instead on China's peaceful rise, which threatens U.S. hegemony. Huh? How can you threaten some with peace? That means that you want peace for all, right, brother? So there's a consistent position. The liberal establishment thinks that China must be stopped. The conservative factions also believe that China should be stopped. Although the Democratic and Republican parties share the same Trans-Pacific partnership to exclude China from writing the rules on the road for trade, while Trump has taken a more direct approach using American military, economic, and political might to unilaterally impose its will on those who defy Washington dictates. Dubious tactics aside, Washington is right to see China as a major competitor on the world stage. Andrew Leung, an international independent China specialist and political commentator based in Hong Kong, told RT. He said, China has emerged as the biggest threat to U.S. dominance. It's because China alone, not Russia, has enough comprehensive power backed by a dynamic and sizable economy, the second largest in the world. Leung pointed to comments made by Chinese billionaire Jack Ma, who said trade war between the two rivals could last 20 years, perhaps even after China's economy has overtaken the U.S. as largest. So there's plenty more. It's a long article, but I'm going to let you go ahead and get back, brother, because I know you got a lot of bases to cover. But just to point that out, brother, is the messenger on time or what, brother? Speak on that truth. That's lovely.
Wa alaikum salam. And I got to piggyback on you, brother, no pun intended. And I also am 100% agreement with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is right and exact, and I will prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. We will prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt, and we're going to show you on each show how right he is. Because as I say sometimes, he's so right it's unfair for us to even try to defend him, because truth don't need defense. But some of you want to be ignorant, so we got to show you. We got to slap you and pop you in your mouth and in your face to wake you up and see this truth, because your security and the security of your loved one is at stake. Now, the brother, the brother Gerald did a good job of what he read. The brother talked about fall of America. There's also other places in here where Elijah Muhammad talked about Asia. But remember, I go back to theology of time on what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, and he talked about how that white, how the yellow man was going to chase down this white man and everything. And I'm going to read some titles to y'all in just a few minutes, but I want to go back to fall of America, okay? And I want to go here, 172. And this is about Asia, too. And Europe, right? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, you do not have to worry too much about whether or not America is coming out of Asia. Certainly America is coming out of Asia. The odds are against her staying there. Why the odds are against her staying there? Because the nations are building up their economic might. America can't just brandish the economic threat anymore. And on top of that, she is having a military rival with China, right? So she just can't pump the nations anymore militarily. The nations are getting a backbone because they're seeing what China is doing. And this is why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that when China and America go at it in Asia, the other Asian nations will join in on the side of China. They're gonna lay America low. You might not want to hear this, but it is the truth. Now let's go somewhere else to see about this war that's going on. 204. Brothers and sisters, I'm doing this on the spot, so y'all got to forgive me. This is what he says. And the Bible warns of what happened before her. Ancient Babylon, remember, throughout all of this stuff, I keep reading to you where Elijah Muhammad tells you to do a comparative analysis of what's going on today with the history of ancient Babylon. And this is a reoccurring theme here. So one must get acquainted with the history of Babylon and the Babylonian Empire and how it declined and how it was brought to its knees and all of the rulers were brought down low. All right? Remember, they had no military or economic rival either. And they were the superpower. Okay? And the Bible warns America of what happened before her. Ancient Babylon enjoyed a full ruling position at her time. But King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. King Darius came with his army and overcame the sleeping guards who were sleeping on the security of their life. Stop right there. What are you talking about? Sleeping guards. He's talking about those who are sleeping on the rise of other people. See, they are in a dream state staring at what America used to be. And this has their minds and their reality wobbled and warped because they are dreaming about the good old days and they can't see that the good old days are over for them. And we're in a new reality and a new day. So these nations are now rising up to buck up against modern day Babylon. Muhammad says, the Bible prophesies that the enemy will say, come, let us go up and destroy her whose city is not fenced in. And they will come from afar. They may come at noonday, or they may come at the rising of the morning, or in the afternoon. But nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. After the war, and until the end of the war, desolations are determined. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. I want you to know that that which will be poured means it is the deprivation of you, America, of your ever getting back into power again to attack the nations of earth. Listen to what he says here. You say, what's that got to do with Asia? And listen to what follows that. See, he is a strategic thinker, a strategic speaker, and a strategic writer. Then he goes and says, Europe will become one of the worst war areas of all the world, more dreadful than Vietnam and other places that you are planning on going into. Listen to this part. Asia will look like child's play when compared to what is going to happen in Europe. Stop right there. So now he gives us a timetable because he says Asia will look like child's play compared to what's going to happen in Europe. So that means something that's going to happen in Asia will precede what is going to happen in Europe. Huh? Y'all talk back to your brother. All praises do good. I don't get mad at you, brother. But again, we've got to do this. We've got to show you these things. Because you're from Missouri. You don't want to hear the truth. And so all of this is with this AAIB and the BRICS Bank and the Shanghai gold trade and the Moscow oil wars and the Iranian oil and gas wars and the petrol, the cryptocurrency that was just launched yesterday by Maduro of Venezuela. All of these things are an assault on white hegemony. All of these things are assaults on Western domination and Western values. And this is why America and NATO are waging wars, economically and politically, and even wars on your mind, to deceive you as to who is right and who is wrong and what time you are in, right? So you see, other nations are standing up. The Chinese, all of these people are now accepting the Chinese currency, Turkey, France, all, even Europe is accepting it. Matter of fact, the British trading, you didn't know that in Britain they accepted yuan. Did you know that? Huh? I'm trying to inform you of these things. Damn, times getting bad for the West. That funny money scheme ain't working no more. So these nations are moving up and they're going to ditch the doubt. I'm going to play something. This was from maybe 2 weeks ago from Gregory Mannarino, okay? And I have to play this clip again for you all, just so that you can understand the time. But before I do that, I'm still on China for a minute, okay? I want you to understand. Let me read this to you to show you just how this thing is in the making about what's going on with America and what's going on with China. America is not only losing the trade war. America is not only burying herself in more debt, because remember, more military exercises, right? More deployments around the world means you have to spend more money. Well, this is money that you don't have, that you have eventually borrowed from the same people you're having provocative acts against, right? Why is this happening? Because she's losing her position as the world reserve currency, the top economy. As a matter of fact, I have a video somewhere, and I can play it on the next show if you would like. I think it was 4 years ago, 5 years. It was sometime during Obama's administration where they did a real calculation on economies around the world, the real calculation. And you know how they like to say the number one and the number two economies of the world, America and China. America being number one and China being number two, right? According to this, when they took everything into consideration, China has the number one economy in the world. I have this from a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. That happened then. But the West won't let you in on that. So she's lost her position as the largest trading nation. She's lost her position as the largest manufacturer, the largest importer, the largest exporter, the best in technology, right? The best in education, with the most political clout, the most influence. And now she's losing her position as the military juggernaut. She's going insane. If you don't believe me, let's read some headlines from this year and last year and maybe a year before the headline, okay? This is from realcleardefense.com, June 22, 2018. U.S. is at risk of losing military technological edge to China. Let's go to Press TV. January 19, 2018. Press TV says U.S. military edge over Russia and China is eroding, according to Defense Secretary Mattis. Okay, let's go to TASS.com. U.S., and this is from December 10th, 2017. U.S. may lose its military, listen to this good. U.S. may lose in military conflict with Russia and China, according to U.S. think tanks. Oh, stop right there. Like the RAND Corporation, right? These are think tanks that get money from the government to do war scenarios, right? I'm talking to you, brothers and sisters, to do war scenarios, to do economic scenarios, to do a combined scenarios of all the possibilities that their mind can fathom of why, how America can retain power. How can she dominate her neighbors and dominate and subjugate her rivals? Think tanks do this, right, for America. Then they pass on, because leaders of these think tanks sit on the boards of the defense corporations and the American Defense Department, right? So these outlines and these summaries are taken very seriously by the Pentagon and the White House. So, again, let's go to this. According to a U.S. think tank, U.S. may lose in military conflict with Russia and China. Let's go to the next. This is from Reuters, from a commentary. Western armies are losing their high-tech edge over Russia, China, and the Eastern Bloc. That's from Reuters. You hear me? Let's go to the next one. And see, I'm telling you these things, and I'm proving to you what Elijah Muhammad said. Let's go a little further. This is FoxNews.com. This is January 19, 2018. U.S. military advantage over Western China eroding and nearly gone. Uh-oh, what? Huh? I'm telling you now. Let's go to the next one. See, I'm doing this to show you something, that I'm not just picking up one thing and just telling you, because some people, they'll see something and they'll pick up one thing and they'll run with it. I'm telling you that I can prove to you indirectly what I'm saying. So let's go to the next one. This is by the ZionistReport.com, May 1st, 2016. Now remember, the Pentagon just came out in January 19 and said that the U.S. military is losing its edge to Russia and China. But this is by the ZionistReport.com, and it was done May 1st, 2016, right? And it says, U.S. is losing military edge to China and Russia. That's what it says. 2 years before the Pentagon would even acknowledge it, they were saying it, right? Let's go to the next one. There's only a few more. I just want to go through a few more with you, okay? This is from CNBC.com. This came December the 9th. My son's birthday. Oh, and by the way, let me stop right now and say happy birthday to my father. May you rest in peace. Man, it's been a long time. 30 years, something like that. Miss you every day. Happy birthday. Rest in peace. Now, let's go to this. This is CNBC.com. And this is December 9th, 2017. It says, U.S. could potentially lose next war to Russia or China. Warns, listen, who's doing the warning? The RAND Corporation, one of the most influential so-called think tanks in America and in global geopolitics. This is what they said December 9th, 2017. Now, here's another one. I'm going to skip over a few, and I'm just going to read this these last two. I'm going to skip over a whole bunch of them because it's so middle. Okay, but listen to this. This is June 21, 2018, by the U.S. Navy news.org. Work. U.S. at risk of losing military technology edge to China in 2 to 3 years. Okay, let's go to the last one. This is from FT.com, FinancialTimes.com. Jim Mattis, who is the defense secretary, warns that the U.S. is losing its military edge and has lost its military edge over China and Russia in certain aspects. Okay? Didn't I tell you that Elijah Muhammad said that God would raise up these powers, these counterweights to America, and the advantages that America once enjoyed? She would no longer have privy of those? Did I tell you that? We've just read some articles just off Google. And it's easy to see. Let me go to the phone lines real quick, then I'll go to this. Man, this time be flying so fast when we're trying to get this stuff down, because I still haven't played clips that I wanted to play for you, because I had to lay the bait. But let me go to the phone lines real quick. Let me bring in our good brother, Brother Rashid. I got to say to you, my brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. How you doing today?
Brother, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
You know, he's saying about that China is now messing in his election. I heard that up in his election. They think Grenada. Anybody he needs to attack into his election. It's like you say, brother, the black man of America, future is so great. Brother, we got to wear shape. You know, once this evil, the evil one. Brother Ben, you said we're going to go into a new growth and do that, do the things that no one can conceive of.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah Muhammad and his wisdom, brother, is so profound, brother. You got to be a fool to ignore it.
Yes, sir.
Wa alaikum, brother. Wa
alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Wa alaikum salam, my good brother. And this is what I'm saying. For those of you who love truth, this should be something that makes your heart happy. To see a power that has done nothing but mistreat and abuse and misuse you and exploit you and your ancestors This should make you jump up and click your heels. If you was in a wheelchair, it should give you so much power and strength that you should jump up and walk and do one of the holy dances that they do in those churches with that preacher. And throw them to the water or something like that. So I'm telling you, this is something magnificent. To see these things that the prophets of old wish that they can see. To be alive in such a time when you see all of these nations rising up against the great nation that once made the whole world tremble and fear. And I was thinking about it. I'm going to play this short clip. It's about 7 minutes, and we got 9 minutes. But I want to preface that with this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this. He says, in this time in which we are now living, there is no respect for dignity. The president leaving the country to travel afar, to meet with rulers of foreign countries, to discuss the strange things that are happening and the strange things that will happen between the nations. The beautiful and rich country of America, to which many people of Europe and Asia, listen to that part good. The beautiful and rich country of America, to which many people of Europe and Asia migrated seeking refuge in this country as the prophecy is now coming into fulfillment. In that day and time, what day and time? The decline of America, the fall of America. Everyone would begin to go away from America instead of coming to America. He ain't just talking about visiting America or becoming a citizen. He's talking about going away from her political scheme, going away from her economic scheme, and going away from her dollar. There will be a great falling away from the dollar. So Muhammad goes further and says, as the revelation teaches us of the prophecy, that they will stand afar off and see the fire of her burning. And for fear of it, they will lift up their hands and their voices. They will lament for her. America's train is cut off. And all of her delicious and delicate things that she used to have in trade, it is now gone, all gone. In 1 hour, meaning one day, it came to pass here in the Western Hemisphere. Let's see if Elijah Muhammad had some substance to what he said. Remember, he talked about the people of Asia and Europe, right? Russia is a Euro-Asian nation, right? China is an Asian nation, and the EU is what? Europe, is that not right? Now listen what they're saying about the American dollar. Ha, 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 ha.
The U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world. It has the monopoly over all other currencies because every commodity and everything essentially is priced in U.S. dollar. This has allowed the U.S. to maintain its hegemony over the rest of the world. But things are certainly changing. You came here for the truth, so let me unveil that for you. Today we are going to look at the U.S. dollar. I'm going to show you something that's made some interesting news recently. Let's begin with that article right now out of Bloomberg. A new plan by Germany, France, Britain, China, and Russia to create a special financial infrastructure to work with Iran could be a credible challenge to the US dollar's long global dominance. So we are talking about the European Union's top foreign policy official. So that's really what the articles I'm going to show you today are about, all essentially covering the same information. All right, so she had said that they will create a special purpose vehicle, SPV, for trade with Iran will mean that the EU member states will set up a legal entity to facilitate legitimate financial transactions, and this will allow European companies to continue to trade with them. I think this is incredibly important because right now, today, everything goes through the SWIFT system. Essentially, the US owns and controls the highways, if you want to think it like that, the roads, the pathways, in order to get from one financial institution or one nation to another. They own it all. And suddenly, there has been this drive to go away from the US dollar and their control. Why would one country want to have to deal with the US if they're going to be pressured there? They could do business on one road, or they can do business on another. That will take some infrastructure to be set up, but I'm sure in a long-term scenario, where the New World Order is being set up, that's going to be very, very beneficial. But that's going to take 10 years. That's going to take 20 years. Who knows how long. But essentially, this is what they're going for. All right. So that's what we're talking about today. I'll continue on very quickly. The technical details are still to be worked out, but her wording provides some useful hints on how the scheme will work. And they're talking about here about sanctions, they're talking about the SWIFT system, and they get into more details on that. I don't want to cover too much from it, but essentially they're talking about the penalties that companies have to pay should they start doing business with them. So a lot of the companies have left the country and saying, well, sorry, because of the sanctions, we don't want to be able to, you know, do business with you anymore. It's going to hurt us more than it's going to benefit us. So this way, the U.S. will not know any of the transactions that are taking place. They literally will be unable to determine that because it's going through this special purpose vehicle, and this could be used with other countries as well. The U.S. is going to be obviously very upset about it. Now, the only thing that they can do is actually sanction the nations that are involved. They wouldn't know the transactions. They wouldn't know who's doing business with who, but essentially saying, if you're going to use this special purpose vehicle, we're just going to sanction your country. I think that's a little bit of overstepping the boundaries on the U.S.'s part if they go to that route, but we'll see, because anything is possible these days, and you know what I'm talking about. So there's more details in this article. If you're going to read one article, read this Bloomberg article. That's definitely the best one. And then quickly, I'll just get into these other two here. You can see the two individuals that are involved. But right here, the European Union said that its members would set up a payment system to allow oil companies and businesses to continue trading with Iran in a bid to evade the sanctions after the U.S. withdrew from the nuclear agreement. They said that they had basically gone on and tried to, you know, go ahead with this deal, make sure everything stays the way it is, and we have China and Russia backing that ultimately, and that's the most important part. The European Union wants to do business. China and Russia obviously are very, very good partners with them as well. So this has to really, really take a big leap. So we'll see if they go ahead and do that. They're building that right now, it looks like. So this is basically talking about the sanctions, talking about more of that. This is from the Wall Street Journal if you want to read about it, but covering what I've already talked about. I'm not going to waste any more of your time. I think I'll end the video there and just briefly discuss what this means. Now, if we're going to go away from the U.S. dollar, it's not going to happen overnight. That's obvious. It's not going to happen tomorrow, not the day after, not going to be 2 years from now or 5 years from now. But with all the currency swaps that are taking place today, with all the agreements that are in place with China, with other countries, it's not necessarily being done, you know, in secrecy, or it's not being done in very, very, very small patterns anymore. It's just happening, but it's going to take a while, definitely, that's for certain. So we see China setting up currency swap agreements with Canada and, you know, every country that you would really not suspect. But why are they doing this? Because they also want to have a hedge against their bets. What if something happens to the U.S. dollar? What if something happens to the U.S.? Suddenly you're not very friendly with them. Well, then you have another means of doing business. It's just smart business. Would you go and only do business with one bank? I mean, that's silly. You want to have multiple banks. You want to be able to do business in multiple levels. If you can have a bank overseas, that would be great as well. Ultimately, you want that security, that safety, that extra layer of protection, and that's what they're doing. That's all. The U.S. is still dominant. I'm sure we come back in 2 years from now, the U.S. is still going to be dominant, but in a very longer term, we're talking about the new world order that's being set up. China's obviously trying to front run that. We'll see what happens. The European Union recently, the Euro Commission president, I did a video about it, came out and said, we need to go away from the U.S. dollar. Why are we going to be screwed over because of all the decisions that they decide to make on a whim? We will do something on our own. Now, they've talked about this before. They've been saying it for many years. But we can start to see that this is happening. The ball is rolling, and we'll see how it all takes place. If you found the video informative, please give me a thumbs up. When you give me a thumbs up, it helps to support this channel. So I do appreciate that very much. And last but not least,
so, So you hear that now. As he was speaking, he kept saying, it might not happen, it's not going to happen tomorrow or the day after or 2 years or 5 years. You know what? And he said, they have to have time to set this up. He doesn't understand that this had been set up for a long time. He doesn't understand that the rot, the systemic rot in the system, public level, I'm talking, listen to me good. That's why the U.S. had to rob their coins of the silver. That's why they had to rob the $2 bill and the $1 bill of its silver backing. And that's why they had to take the world off the gold and silver standard and rob all of the currency of its gold. This didn't happen in 71. He took them off the gold and silver standard. But they had been gradually robbing the currency of silver. That's why when you get to 1970, right, the half dollars no longer have silver in them. Is that not right? They don't even bother to print half dollars anymore too much, right? Or stamp half dollars. That's why you can only find coins up to 64 that have silver in them, right? And then half dollars from the 60s up to 69, right? Because this thing had been going on a long time. And we're living in the manifestation of the after effects of the great theft that took place. He didn't understand that because he's not endowed with Elijah Muhammad. But, you know, he keeps talking about a new world order and talking about what is being set up. And I want to say this, and I know the time is out, but brothers and sisters, give me just maybe about 3 or 4 more minutes with you, okay? Now, China just didn't come out the blue and set up the AAIB and out of the blue in a year or so. This was in the workings for a long time. China does things, they have what they call the 5-year plan, which they got from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If you think I'm lying, you go. Mao was a great admirer of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Right? They took that Elijah Muhammad, condensed it down to the 3-year economic program because he said he feared your patience. He had designed and tailor-made a program that would take us from poverty to world-class rulers if we would implement what he called a 5-year program. We were too stubborn and ignorant to acknowledge it and to accept it, but the Chinese took it and implemented it, and they went from the poorest nation on earth, and now they're the most powerful and the richest nation on earth. That was designed for you and I. And I just imagine what we could have done with it and could still do with it. So, this was in the workings ever since Elijah Muhammad had spoken to them and told them their destiny, their manifest destiny, right? So if you don't have a thorough insight, you think, well, oh, they just set up the AAIB 2 years ago. Oh, they just set up the other bank, the BRICS bank, 2 years ago. Oh, they're talking about the Silk Road project to connect the landmass of Africa and Asia and Europe together. They just came up with, no, that's not how that works. This was in the working for a long, long, long time, ever since they were briefed by Elijah Muhammad. So we are living in the after effects. We still see this is an illusion. We still see America. But it takes a while, just like if you hear something. You know, sound travels pretty fast. And it can be after somebody blows their trumpet or after they blow their flute that it makes it to your ears. But the sound is still real because it's ringing in your ears. But they stop playing. This is the same situation that we're in with America in the Western world. We are living in the after effects of it. It's all coming down. Right? But you better prepare yourself. And as he's talking about an old world and a new world, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, the old world of mischief-making and bloodshed is now on its way out in order to make room for the new world of righteousness and peace. For the past 6,000 years, we have had to live in an evil world that was designed to destroy the peace of man and to shed his blood. Now, stop right there. This is what Brother Gerald was just telling you about, how they were talking about peace, but then they were against peace. And if they're against peace, then that means they're for war, right? And why must they be for war? Because they're doing everything in their power to cement their rule. They're not just going to lie down. They're going to do everything in their power to try to maintain it. And this is why when we talk to the black, you have been so hardened against this truth. that you, brother, y'all like what he said, and you'll go about your own business. But the day is coming that you're going to be forced. Muhammad says, it is so strange now today to see that the black man of America desires not to be separated from his enemy, but desires that the enemy and himself live together in love of each other as brothers, while the enemy knows that it cannot be done. But he can use their ignorant love and belief in him to take him to hell with him. That's what he's doing when you get in these politics, when you get in these government positions, when you're doing everything to submit yourself in a system that is crumbling right before your eyes. Never forget what God told Moses to tell his people who were held in bondage under Pharaoh in the land of Egypt. He told them not to integrate. I don't care what, in the government or anything with Pharaoh's people, because he was wrong with them and he wanted to kill them. And if anybody integrated into that system, he was going to kill them too. Why? Because he says that if you integrate into that, you will assimilate into their culture. And integration brings about assimilation, and you will go after strange gods and worship perverse things. And you will bring yourself into a state of judgment with them. This is what I'm warning you, because we're saying farewell to the empire. And Muhammad says, but he can use their ignorant love and belief in him to take him to hell with him. Therefore, what God does, Allah has to strike both parties, the white man, the devil, and the black man, blind, deaf, and dumb lovers of their enemies, with a severe chastisement. That's why you see all these people getting gunned down on the street. That's why you see it all over the internet by black people daily being killed by white people, police officers and stuff, and it's being justified by congressmen, by the president, all the way down to the mayor. Why is that happening? It is to show you your open enemy and force you to reevaluate your thinking and your position here in this country. So Muhammad says, Lazarus refused to give up begging his master for survival until Allah sent a famine on the rich man. The worst famine that man has ever seen is prophesied to come upon America. This is what I've been warning you for. Now, in closing, let me read something because I touched on something and it's just short. I think we go to 120-something. Yeah, right here. So I want you, black man and black woman, to hear this right here. Muhammad says, can you not see that Allah is after you for the evil done to his people, the black people? He's talking to America. And this is what he says. And we can see this because I said something and it made me go to this about how they're killing us. And every time you turn around, the mayors, the councilmen, the state congressmen, senators, and now all the way up to the national congress level and the president are all back in the police enforcement, regardless of whom or what, because you know this was slave patrols in actuality. They're backing these people because these are the people who keep them in power and keep them safe against the resurrection and uprising of their slaves. But Muhammad says, the rich, the wealthy, and powerful rulers of America, from the mayors of the cities, the police commissioners, up to the president, were to oppose the black once slaves returned to his own. All of this, not partly, not some, but all of this hastens their doom. As the Bible teaches us, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Brothers and sisters, with the policy making of this president and the government and the Congress, we can see without a shadow of a doubt that God has them in derision. We can see that the more steps that they make to try to submit their global hegemony, the more the bricks fall and the more the collapses that binds the empire together. This is a very, very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind first year in America, then the billions around the world know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Savior, and my Redeemer, Almighty God, Allah, in the person of one master, Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due forever, this messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Until we next speak again, stay strong, stay true, but above all things, with love, I say to you, stay righteous. Assalamu alaikum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.